There are two areas where the CDC's data and the CDC's sort of presentation to the media and the public diverge. The first is who is most at risk from the pandemic. That is, if you divide the U.S. population into three age groups, as the CDC did in this November 12 document, people 0 to 18, people 18 to 64, and people 65 and over, the CDC gave us the data to calculate the case fatality rate separately for those three age groups. And what you find is that the pandemic is it's making more kids sick, but it's killing a smaller percentage of the kids it makes sick than it is of the adults and seniors it makes sick. And, you know, whether you use the case fatality rate or you use the population mortality rate, that is just the percentage of the population that die, by either calculation, and again, these are not my calculations, these are the CDC's calculations, by either calculation, the pandemic is considerably more dangerous to adults and the elderly than it is to children. And that diverges from the impression the CDC has given. And the CDC rightly points out that the pandemic is killing more children than the seasonal flu kills. And that's true, because the seasonal flu kills very few children. So the pandemic is worse for children than the seasonal flu, but the pandemic is worse for adults and seniors than it is for children. That's the first area. That has implications for vaccination policy, for the prioritization of who ought to be vaccinated wherever vaccine is scarce. It has all kinds of policy implications, but you have to come to grips with the sort of the fact, if the CDC's data are accurate, that when we say, when we get the impression that the pandemic is incredibly hard on kids and pretty much gives the elderly a free pass, well, those are both misimpressions. It's nearly as bad for people over 65 as it is for people 18 to 64, and it's worse for both groups than it is for children. So that's the first gap.